Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Hey, yeah, we're on the air today. I'm on the air today. Wasn't on the air yesterday. If you listen to the news segment here on Sports Byline USA, I'm sure you heard about the horrible storm that rocked Seattle. We had a crazy windstorm, and as a result, everybody lost power. There were 250,000 people without power. Literally, I lost power moments after I logged in to start this show yesterday. And after losing power, I did not have power again until very early this morning. All day long yesterday, it was out. It was freezing here. But hey, we're back on the air. And I want to thank Mike Sempervivi for jumping in and taking over the show yesterday when I was unavailable. I know that a lot of you wanted to call to talk about the Charlotte, Ric Flair, Reed Flair situation on Raw. And for those of you that didn't get through yesterday, now is your chance to get through today. The phone numbers, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Send us text messages to 425-780-7566. We're going to start taking your phone calls after the break. I have news on the whole situation on Raw that everybody has been talking about. And we're also going to be joined in about a half hour by Les Thatcher. Be talking all sorts of different subjects with Les. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. Got a lot of other news, Raw ratings. We got information on John Cena and where he's been. And where he's been is where I've been, in Washington. Talk about that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days, or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got to start out today with a shout-out to poor Big Will in Spokane, who texted he is still without power at his house. I think there were still 100,000 people this morning in Seattle that didn't have power, but hey, we're on the air, at least for the time being. God only knows what could happen in the middle of this show. But Mike Sempervivi is here as always. We got people on the phone ready to rant and rave about Charlotte. And Mike, we were talking before the break about this whole deal. And Ric Flair went on his podcast yesterday. And obviously, this situation came up. And Ric said that nobody in WWE contacted him about this angle, about using Reed Flair. He said that Charlotte was very upset. He was very upset. He said that Charlotte was not in a place in her career where she could veto an angle like this. And he tried to be very political about it. You could tell that he was very, very sad. He was very depressed about the whole situation, but he's trying not to get anybody in trouble. He's trying not to get her in trouble. And, I mean, if you heard the show yesterday, Charlotte's mom sent out a tweet, and I guess since she's not employed by WWE in any way, she let her voice be heard, and she was not happy about the whole situation. She called it tasteless, classless, every word you could call it. And yeah, not a good deal. Not something that was approved. I don't know if they've even talked to Ric Flair about it as of today. But if you want to hear it, it's on Woo Nation, Ric Flair's podcast. And he didn't sound too pleased with the whole situation.
No, his co-host, Conrad Thompson, who doubles as a lawyer in Alabama, does the Woo Nation show with Flair. And he opened it by addressing it. And Flair, first thing he said, said, obviously I have an opinion, but I'm afraid to voice it. I don't want to do anything to affect Ashley's career. And made sure to add that he knows that Hunter and Stephanie and Michael Hayes have her back. He reiterated that later on. Even though he didn't say Vince by name, he did make sure to say that everybody walks on pins and needles up there. Then one person approves everything. And then later on, when Conrad asked him, and you'll have to hear the whole thing because it's a very interesting listen from Flair, obviously, under the circumstances. He asked if Flair would have liked a heads up on it, and Flair actually said no, because it wouldn't have made any difference anyway. If they ask you to do something, what is she going to say, no, and quit? And I guess there's people out there that could say, well, yes, of course she's going to do that, but I don't want, that's not even in a Flair's wrestling DNA, because Flair did everything that was asked of him, no matter how detrimental it could have been to him or his career, or actually was to him in his career. I guess now that today there's a question over, did the reason that Charlotte not tell her mother and not tell her father that about what was going to happen later on that night in the storyline was because she was the one that came up with it. Now, I would think that that would not be the case. And frankly, I just will say this, even if it was the case, this is a more extreme example of like R-Truth doing the Pretty Ricky thing where somebody sees it and goes, well, that's a great idea. I don't care who came up with it. It's a bad idea. It was a bad idea to put out there. And I think as most people, now Jim in Virginia liked it yesterday, there are some people that are okay with it. But I think a majority of the people out there, I'd say, I don't know, you know, 9 out of 10 people, or at least 4 out of 5 of them, would believe that this was not the best way to go.
Well, a lot of people on the phone, so let's hear what everybody's got to say. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, John.
The way that I describe Raw, is this, Brian. It was very WCW-like. What I mean by this is, first 2 hours, I enjoyed the wrestling. And I'm sad to say that the wrestling has been overshadowed by a tasteless and stupid and classless angle by two women. Now, I'm not. Don't get me wrong, Ed. If it was two men doing the same thing, I would still say the same thing.
Yes, it was. There was a time in the past where it was done with two men, and it sucked.
Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole for the most recent example, probably.
Like you said, Randy Orton and Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
And no offense, this reminds me of, that Raw reminds me of, and I hate to admit this, WCW, which you had great wrestling, but the ending just sucked so bad. And I cannot believe I'm saying this. They tried, when I first thought about the, when's the women's thing, when the women came out, it was bad at the. It was the whole segment just was bad, except for the ending. Except for, don't get me wrong, when they mentioned Reed, I thought that was classless. I at least enjoyed the pull apart. Except the reasoning for the pull apart was classless. The fighting between the women showed some emotion. I can understand how Jim and everybody else kind of enjoyed that, but the way they got to it was just. It just was one of those things that it was just terrible, man. And no offense, I just thought this was the worst, one of the worst angles that I have seen on Raw in the last, probably in the last 3 or 4 years. Not since the Jerry Lawler angle with Michael Cole with his mother, which I did knew his mother, by the way. I didn't know Jerry Lawler's mother, strange enough. She was a sweet woman, and I used to see her in the Coliseums where she used to work with for the Coliseum back in the day. But
that's right.
That's not, but that was just, I don't get how it's saying something about a guy who died a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, a death about that situation. And you telling me that it was Charlotte? You telling me that it was Charlotte's idea?
Hey, John, I'm not telling you that at all. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got a million people trying to get on the air here, but I didn't say anything about it being Charlotte's idea. And I'm not saying that anybody that says it's Charlotte's idea is lying. This is a company where, how can I say this? I mean, they're going to defend themselves, but. If you listen to Ric Flair's podcast, in no way, shape, or form does Ric Flair suggest that Charlotte came up with the idea of mentioning Reed Flair. I don't believe that she mentioned, hey, let's do an angle and let's bring up my brother who is dead. I don't believe that for 1 second. Now, if somebody was told that by WWE and wants to report that, that's fine. But I don't believe that. I don't think it happened. And I stand by that.
Yes, and again, this is that's been floated out there with everybody beating this story back and forth and talking about it. And it, again, it doesn't matter if it did. I will say this: Well, that's, you learn something. Don't ever bring up anything in around WWE that you may not want used, because you may have backed yourself into a corner. But again, you can only take this from what is actually out there right now, and what's seemingly coming from the entire Flair side is that basically she was backed into a corner, or essentially what Ric Flair said of, she's not in a position right now, very new in the company, to go ahead and say no to certain things. He can. He's Ric Flair. Other people, not so much. And that would not be anything new when it comes to WWE and Vince McMahon and creative, where there are people who feel as though that they can't say no. Chris Jericho, Steve Austin, all of these guys talk about it all the time. I went to Vince and said no. Not everybody has that opportunity.
Got a message here from somebody saying Survivor Series has to be one of the worst built non-TNA shows in a long time, right? If not for the network, who would buy this show? Well, I've seen a lot of badly built up WWE pay-per-views, including WrestleMania's, by the way, that everybody has ended up buying. But yes, this is a horrible build for the Survivor Series, and we haven't even watched SmackDown yet. I've barely glanced at the SmackDown spoilers, and I don't know if this is really a spoiler, but if you don't want to hear anything about the SmackDown show, then turn off right now as we go to commercial. But Undertaker and Kane did not get beaten up. In fact, I believe they were threatened and they were unafraid. Hell of a build here, guys. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Give us a call today, everybody. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages can be sent to 425-780-7566. We got a lot of text messages here. This guy says, have you watched the Emma cooking show? Opinions on it? No, I have not watched the Emma cooking show.
I'll be actually all over that one. I don't like the reality TV that much, but I don't mind the cooking shows. And a cooking show with Emma sounds, should I say, delicious?
I was unaware that they had an Emma cooking show. Why?
Because Tom Lawler needs something to watch.
I mean, I guess so, but...
Why not? Hey, look.
You want to know why not? I'll tell you why not.
Why?
I'll tell you why not. Because it's a business, and Listen.
Heels can't cook. Harley Race had a barbecue at his house every year, and it was fantastic.
My point is, if Tom Lawler did not have the WWE Network, he's not buying it for the Emma cooking show, right? Okay?
Yes.
You want to know one of the things that they have these investors calls. What's so funny that I'm actually debating and breaking down why they shouldn't have an Emma cooking show?
I think the ridiculousness just actually hit me, but go ahead.
I'm going to keep going. So the investors have been bringing up the point of, you do realize, WWE, that this network would be significantly more profitable if you weren't spending so much money on all of these goofy shows that nobody is watching. So that's why I don't understand why they have an Emma cooking show. I'm sure it probably doesn't cost that much money, but you know what? That's profits that are not going back to the company because they're spending money on an Emma cooking show that is not sending, it is not selling one subscription to the WWE Network, and I guarantee that. Not one.
I know. I don't. Maybe they have a demographics thing where they, okay, women like that. I have no idea exactly what it is. I really don't. But if it doesn't cost them a whole lot of money and it can be a little bit of extra programming to have on there, it's like Table for Three. This is, you know, Table for Three is not a new concept. I know they have here in the Mid-Atlantic, the Comcast Sports Nets, there's a radio show, The Sports Junkies, or The Junkies, that they have like this type of thing where they sit around and they talk to an athlete. So like the concept's nothing new, but as long as they're not wasting any money and you can get some programming up there, I'm actually okay with that. I'm far more fine with that than, like, again, the Jerry Springers and all that other stuff. So I know it's a little bit kind of corny, but again, if this is not costing them anything, realistically, why not? That's what you have that live stream for shows like this. You don't have to have old Raws and old pay-per-views and all that stuff replaying on the live stream. If you're going to keep the live stream and make it something that people want to see, then I think you have to add in shows like this, because we can say what we want, and you and I don't watch reality shows or tune into reality shows much, but it just seems like the rest of the world does, and they are all over the place. They are cheap programming that tends to get eyeballs. And I'm sure part of their plan in the back of their mind is, maybe we can come up with something that sooner or later we can put on one of the NBC Universal channels.
Well, it ain't going to be the Emma cooking show. Now, here's the problem with your argument, Mike, with the Emma cooking show versus the Jerry Springer show. Believe it or not, people actually watched Swerved. They actually watched that show. And, you know, they're watching Breaking Ground, and, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people, believe it or not, really are watching. I don't think that the Emma cooking show is being watched by the vast majority of WWE. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Let's move on to another text
message.
What
if she starts coming out in an apron and nothing else?
Well, she's not gonna, so we're wasting our time. This person says, is there any sort of wrestling litmus test for the Hollywood writers that they hire? Sometimes when they make a certain decision, it feels like they don't know or understand how wrestling works, i.e. booking feuds backwards, even Steven, etc. Well, you know, you can go up and find a WWE deal where they're looking for writers. And what they want, and what they've always wanted, is they want you to be familiar with WWE programming. They want you to know who Dave Bautista is. And, oh, by the way, Dom here just knows that he believes that that show is on YouTube and not the network, which changes everything.
Well, the thing is, too, they've added a lot of those, like, you've seen it on YouTubes to the network, so it could pop up there somewhere. You might be able to choose it.
Anyway, what WWE is looking for is people who are familiar with WWE programming, but They don't want to hear that you listen to this show or that you read The Observer or that you are an inside fan. They want you to have a cursory knowledge of WWE, and then they'll train you to be a good writer. That's what they're looking for. I don't think it's good, but hey, that's just me.
I would want somebody that actually's got a knowledge and was a fan of wrestling and is passionate about it, but that's, again, this is an argument that's probably never going to change.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air studio line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Rich from Tampa Bay calling. How's it going, Brian? How's it going, Mike?
What's happening?
Good, good. Well, I'm coming up on 20 years as a pro wrestling fan. Like, the first big event I can remember watching was Starrcade 95, and it was the whole WCW versus New Japan thing. If you guys had to book, like, you know, a modern-day version of that, like, you know, who would you guys have wrestle in, like, a best-of-seven scenario?
Mike?
Sorry, I was distracted. Say that again.
Are you looking for Emma's show?
Maybe, possibly.
Oh,
best of seven between
Mike,
who?
Come on. New if Japan and WWE. I'll do it. Tanahashi, Minoru Suzuki, Kazuyuki Fujita. I sort out names now.
Okay,
no,
well,
seriously.
When Savage. Okay, probably my seven, obviously. Tanahashi for one, Nakamura for another.
Suzuki.
Yeah, Minoru Suzuki, I mean, you know, technically he's, I guess, the new Japan invader into Noah, so we'll throw Minoru Suzuki into that mix.
Tenryu after this weekend.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, Hirooki Goto, I would love to see get into a clobbering and plundering contest with one of the big hosses on the on the roster. Him for sure. Obviously, Tomohiro Ishii and somebody, you couldn't not have him out there. And then the junior heavyweights, you'd have to have some of those guys too. I mean, New Japan's got so many guys I would love to see, you know, cross up in WWE, but you would be wrong if you didn't have like a Taguchi and an Alex Shelley facing off against somebody as well.
Man, Mike, all distracted. I've been told that the Emma Show is a self-made YouTube show.
Is a possibility she could come out in nothing but an apron.
Please, Mike. It's still the WWE YouTube. There's not going to be any nudity. Relax. You're killing my ears here. All right, to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Jordan. I'm calling out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, Jordan.
I attended the SmackDown tapings last night, and I wanted to give you guys some insight on what happened at the show. I know you know the results, but...
Tell me about this crowd.
Yes. I've seen these pictures float around throughout the years where they have, you know, one side totally blacked off, and that's where the camera is. This was one of those examples. There was probably 2,500 to 3,000 people in a 20,000-seat arena. And
that's still not good.
Played the entire show. Yeah, it was awkward because the wrestlers played the entire show to the blank area where the camera was. So the crowd was basically dead for the entire show.
How about that?
And not to mention, I've, you know, been to WWE shows for 20 years, and it was probably the worst effort I have seen. There was nothing that mattered. Nothing at all.
Well, you know, we watched that show on Sunday, this past Thursday's SmackDown. Led to me boycotting the show. I will not be watching that show. It sucks. No, I'm done with it. I'll give it a shot again come January, but it's so bad.
Can I say one thing about a roster member that he's not being booked well? I'm talking about Alberto Del Rio. His booking is pretty atrocious lately because he came in so hot, but live, this is the best guy that they have on the roster right now. This is the only person that was on the roster. I'm talking about Kevin Owens, Roman, Dean, everything he did looked legit.
He's very talented. Everyone is just bored to death with him, and the booking has been atrocious.
I agree. I just wanted to put him over, but thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, when Alberto Del Rio left WWE, and I watched him in Ring of Honor, and I watched him on Lucha Underground, and he went to Mexico, he went to Puerto Rico, he went all over the world. And let me tell you something. This guy was like Robin Hood. He was the greatest babyface. The people went crazy for the guy. He was so great. And I remember watching him and watching the babyface reaction that he would get. And I would think, you know what? This guy is such a megastar. And he's a megastar because everybody knows in these places that he has gone what really happened to him in WWE. And I thought, you know what? If WWE could have done a storyline that was built around what happened to him in real life, and that storyline led to him becoming a babyface, which, I digress, I think they may end up doing with Zeb. Can you imagine if they did a skit backstage where Zeb was in catering and somebody came by and told him to clean up his tray, and then Zeb just goes, that's for stuff like, or that's for people like Alberto, or whatever the line was that the guy said that resulted in Alberto slapping him and everything going down. I would not be surprised if they actually did that angle, and that was their impetus to try to turn him babyface, because he was such a hero when he left. And I remember watching him thinking, man, if this guy went back to WWE, what a huge babyface star he'd be, and look at what they've done. Back in a moment with Les Thatcher, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Cause your loving gets me high, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at iqlaservision.com. That's iqlaservision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Quick note here before we get going that Entertainment Weekly has confirmed that John Cena is doing a reality show for Fox, which is something that we've been talking about for a while here. John Cena asked for time off for personal reasons, and the big rumor was he was shooting some reality show, and I knew this in part because I believe it has taken place here in Puyallup, Washington. I know that he's been seen around there shooting, and apparently the idea is that it will air on Fox, so it is a network show, and that's why he has been out of action. And the feeling is that the reason that he kept it secret was because of all of the rigmarole that he made about The Rock going out and doing things for Hollywood and not wrestling. And they felt it would be better to keep it a secret than to announce that he was leaving wrestling to do an outside project. So we can talk more about that later. But we have Les Thatcher here on the line. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Les, what's going on?
Cena's just going to make more millions. I feel bad for the man.
I missed you there. Okay, so here we go on the show. Before we get into Nick Bockwinkel, which I want to talk about here, obviously all everybody has been talking about the last couple of days is this deal with Charlotte and Reed Flair. Ric Flair very upset about this on his podcast. Did you see this angle, and what did you think about it?
I thought it was tasteless, honestly. I didn't see the value. I didn't see the need. And plus, as you know, I listened to you and Dave recap everything on Monday. On Tuesday, I thought as well, it's just, you know, somebody else's words coming out of these girls' mouth. I mean, and then the fact that the family wasn't alerted and on and on. Yeah, I just thought it was tasteless, and it, you know, they could have done a million other things and left this alone completely as far as I'm concerned.
Now, another thing I wanted to ask you about, since you sent an email about this a couple of days ago, we got a mailbag question about whether or not The Rock was really the first third-generation wrestler. And we believe that he was the first WWE third-generation wrestler, but there have been others in history, and who did you come up with?
The Fullers. Well, actually, Ron and Robert Fuller, their dad, Buddy, and their grandfather, Roy Welch.
There you go.
And and of course, both Roy Lee and Jackie Welch, Lester Welch, was one of the Welch brothers. So they were third generation. And, you know, anybody off of that particular family tree, and I think at last count, Brian, there were probably close to 30 people that actually had been in the wrestling business off that family tree,
either married or
by birth.
So everybody talks about the Samoans, but isn't that probably the most impressive family when you include the Goldens and the way it just continues to spring out?
The Fields, the Goldens, the Welshes, the Fullers, sure.
I was actually surprised because I figured that we'd get somebody that would write in and talk about, oh, there's 2 dozen families in Mexico that have had a third-generation superstar, and nobody did, which was very surprising to me. So,
you guys, you were mentioning Nick. I haven't read The Observer. I know Dave was doing something on Donnie Fargo, who was an amazing talent, too. Both he and Nick, for obviously different reasons, but both outstanding in-ring performers. And as well as, you know, on the microphone, and both guys are tremendous to work with.
That's right. This new Observer, which is coming out later this afternoon for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, I believe Dave was planning on doing a big bio of Don Fargo. I presume it's still going to be in there, but obviously the Nick Bockwinkel situation occurred. He passed away at about 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And Dave had known him and got a lot of great advice from him. And Les, what are your memories of Nick Bockwinkel?
Just a class act, a class gentleman. He represented our business with dignity and class. An amazing performer. If everybody talks about different people's promos, but if you want to be a heel that can get heat without screaming and hollering, or degrading somebody's family or where they live, listen to Nick Bockwinkel. I mean, he becomes aloof and arrogant, but he does it in a classy way. and it probably gets more heat than the yelling and screaming would anyway. But just, you know, he was what we call a wrestling heel. And, you know, you knew, and he flaunted the fact that he could wrestle. You know, and obviously the shortcuts weren't needed, but they were convenient, that sort of thing. Of course, I worked with Nick in CAC at the board, but he was just a great guy. Always, we had posted up on Facebook. It was 2005, I think. We did a two-day shoot in a soundstage in Vegas. Nick, myself, Honky Tonk Man, George Steele, Hacksaw, and an infomercial for this Before They Were Stars thing that Mario Savoldi was putting together. And we just had a great time, you know, and he is so glib and such a great representative. I think, you know, he and Thez, you know, if they represented our business at any point, you had to, you know, you had to cast a little respect our way, because that's the way they came across. You know, there was nothing phony or flamboyant about either one of them.
Let me ask you about Lou Thez, because obviously Nick Bockwinkel's father, Warren Bockwinkel, was involved in the business, and Warren and Lou Thez both helped train Nick Bockwinkel. Now, Thez was very particular about guys that he liked in the business. And Nick Bockwinkel, to the best of my knowledge, was never an amateur wrestler. He was a football player. And, I mean, I presume that it was just, you know, he was doing a favor for Warren. But, I mean, do you know if there was anything where Lou was like, hey, you know, this kid is not a shooter?
No, you know, I don't think that. I mean, yeah, I think obviously Lou held the shooters in higher esteem, or in a different class. I don't know necessarily higher esteem, but in a different class, and I can totally understand and appreciate that. But I think he recognized people who were serious and would conduct business, and the wrestling business, you know, in a respectful manner. I'll tell you, Brian, one of the nicest compliments I've ever had in my life was when he decided that he didn't want to train people. This is when he was living over around Virginia Beach, Norfolk, in that area. He contacted me and said, "Les, I'm not going to do this anymore. So if it would be all right with you, I'll refer anyone that contacts me about training to you." And I said, "Yes, Lou, thank you." So, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a nicer compliment. And believe me, Brian, if you're listening to top 2 million shooters, I'll be at 2 million and one. So that's, you know, so I think it's just, you know, he was kind of down on the flamboyance, you know, to a certain degree, and I understand that. But I think, you know, if you carried yourself, he and I worked as a broadcast team for, I mentioned Mario Savoldi earlier. Lou was my color man when we did the stuff up in New England, where Kevin Sullivan was doing some of the booking. You know, we had Bruiser Brody and Gary Hart and Austin Island. We had a hell of a crew up there. But anyway, he was so easy to work with and to do things with. You know, I think just a matter of, well, you know, back in the day, there's one way to get respect, and that was to earn it, you know. And that was, I think that's all he was asking, is that, you know, people earn his respect.
Now, Don Fargo, you had mentioned briefly, and for some of the new listeners, tell everybody a little bit about him. He passed away very recently as well.
How many hours do you have?
Well, that's the problem. We got limited time. But I know you're great at succinctly explaining his career.
He is, well, you know, I put on Facebook, Don Culp is I think his real name was the first name I knew him by. This is when I was buying tickets. He wrestled out for Al Haft out of the Reynoldsburg, Ohio office. excuse me. But he used so many different names and wore so many different types of clothing. But I could never call him a gimmick, because Don was whatever he, you know, whatever he portrayed in the ring. He was Jack Dalton. He was Donnie Fargo, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it was and a hell of a worker. I guess you had to have been able to get in the ring with him to legitimately appreciate his talents. But he was a character, a legitimate, a nice guy. You know, I think he had his grade school education, but he was a tremendous cartoonist. He could do a lot of good cartoons. In fact, if you go out on Pensacola Beach, a lot of the concrete block homes out there have murals painted on them, and Fargo did a lot of that. But to tell you what a character he was, he and I were working. We did a lot of business down the Gulf Coast with the Daltons, Jack and Frank Dalton, Roger Kirby, Dennis Hall, and I. But, Jack and I were working a single in Natchez, Mississippi. And that particular evening, four college guys had bought front row seats and realized this was 1967. And they were cheering the heel. And he had a hold. I don't remember what it was. He had a hold on me, and he released it and started. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing? He jumped out of the ring, stood over these four kids, and said, "If I hear you cheer for me one more time, I'm gonna come out here and whip all your asses." Came back in the ring. We went back to work, and those kids never cheered for him again.
How about that? That brings me, by the way, you'd mentioned training guys, and I know you've got a training camp coming up, and I want to make sure we talk about it before we run out of time. Tell us about this upcoming camp, how people can get involved.
Actually, I'm doing some stuff here around home for the first time in about 10 years, Brian. Excuse me. I'm using the Christian Wrestling Association warehouse in Hamilton, which is Metro Cincinnati, basically. We're in there on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6 and Saturday mornings at 10. You can contact me at Les at EPWT.com or Les Thatcher at Zoomtown.com. And, I'm open also to do weekend training camps. Just came out of Rockwood, Tennessee, where I did a stint down there for Central All-Star Wrestling. And I was up at the Monster Factory a few weeks ago, so I do weekend training camps and can be contacted at those email addresses if someone's interested.
Any great prospects of late?
You know what? Actually, I've seen some, but I mean, none. You know, the best prospect I've got here right now is Kelly Klein. She's going to be part of B.J. Whitmer's faction and the Women of Honor. And she's come a long way. She's turned into a decent little worker. And, I think she's got some promise. But, there's some good kids. Monster Factory has some really good kids up there.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Matt Riddle go to the Monster Factory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He's doing Evolve. I'll
tell you a kid that I'm so happy for. I saw that Gabe Sapolsky had posted that Timothy Thatcher, no relation, was like the standout athlete at Evolve for this year. And I thought, yay for him. I mean, he's a tremendous worker. I had the opportunity to get to know him and work with him when we did the Race for the Ring tournament on the West Coast. And hell of a performer.
Actually, let's stand by 1 second. We'll head to a break on that note and be back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live with Les Thatcher, and that flew by. I want to make sure everybody knows the email, les@epwt.com. That's les@epwt.com. And of course, if you want to hear more Les Thatcher, he is on every single week for subscribers, Wrestling Weekly on Fridays with Vic Sosa. And Les, what do you got coming up this week?
Well, that's pretty. You pretty much covered it. Headed to North Carolina for the holiday this weekend, and eating some of that fine country home cooking. I'll probably put on a couple pounds, but other than that, just the weekly training here right now. And I think we're. You know, I got the new Cornette book. By the way, have you seen it?
I just got it in the mail, but I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Well, there's so much content in that thing. But anyway, I told Jimmy now he's going to have him on the show after Thanksgiving, so look forward to that as well. And always a pleasure to get on with you guys. Semp, wake up, for God's sake.
That's right.
I'm trying.
Man, I can never get him to say anything.
After years of talking to Les, I know when it's better just to shut up, and sometimes you just got to listen.
That sounds like every Observer show that I do. Well, listen, everybody, we're going to wrap it up. Les, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today, and of course, we'll have you back on again soon. Get to Doc on that one. And of course, we are completely out of time, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got daily replays up at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as on Sports Byline USA at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. So thanks so much, everybody, today. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Les, Mike, all of you, the listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.